It's Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten.
They were very concerned that it would affect the chickens and they wouldn't know when to lay the egg.
What in Austin or its history could shake things up so much that chickens wouldn't know the right time to do their thing? That recollection from a newspaper article can be heard in a documentary called The Last of the Moonlight Towers. It illuminates, get it, the history of those iconic towers. 17 of the 31 original towers built around Austin are still standing. And though Austin wasn't the first city in the country to get moonlight towers when they went up in the 1890s, Austin is the last city that still has functioning towers. I talked recently with filmmakers Jeff Kerr and Ray Spivey about the history of the towers. It's actually a little juicier than you might expect. But in case you're one of the Austinites who has no idea what the moonlight towers are, and we know there are some of you out there, Jeff starts us out with a description.
A moonlight tower is just that. It's a 165-foot tall tower. They were erected in the 1890s as part of Austin's first public street lighting system. Instead of opting for hundreds and hundreds of street lights, Austin erected 31 of these towers around the city.
One of the sort of myths, I guess, about the moonlight towers is that they were installed to try to deter crime.
We have a section in the film dealing with myths surrounding the towers, and the most popular, perhaps, or prevalent, is that they were erected specifically in response to the servant girl murders of the 1880s. We have found no direct evidence that that's the case. Nowhere in any record that we came across does it say, hey, this was on my mind, and this is why we want the towers. But as Skip Hollandsworth points out in the film, an author who wrote a book about the servant girl murders, doesn't it make sense to think that this was at least in the back of people's minds as they were talking about putting up public street lighting? The fact, in my opinion, is that Austin was going to put up street lights no matter what because we wanted to be a progressive modern city. But yeah, certainly this was in the background of discussion.
Tell me a little bit about how the towers worked out. I mean, did the city like them? Did they serve the purpose that they were supposed to? How did they do?
People were excited about this as I was, I think, when Neil Armstrong walked on the moon. This was a big, big deal. The concept that you could go outside at night and actually see. People didn't go outside at night in those days, I suppose, and they were just thrilled to have these things. So I think initially in people's minds, it was exactly what they wanted.
How have they been treated, regarded in the city since then?
I think the city's taken a more serious view of protecting them here in the last 20, 30 years or more, especially in the 70s when they made them historical landmarks. Before that, towers just kind of sometimes fell because people were driving and hit them, clipped the guy wires or whatever, and it wasn't of importance to the city to replace them like it is now.
One of the questions I had as we were making the film was, why is Austin the only city in the world that still has these when dozens of cities did? And we, I guess you could call it lucky, we got lucky in the sense that Austin did not grow as fast as other cities. We didn't start putting up skyscrapers like everybody else did. So they didn't become obsolete as quickly. And then people just sort of forgot about them. And there was no need to take them down.
Austin is so big now. We have so many high rises. We have so much light pollution at night. Do they still serve a purpose like that anymore?
I think the answer to that is probably no, because there's so much other light coming out at night, but they still do light up every night. They're perhaps not quite as bright from what I understand, because the original carbon arc lamps were much brighter than we have now. As we were making the film, we would come out at dusk and watch these things come on, and it kind of sends a tingle up your spine.
What is your sense of how Austinites regard them now?
Well, I think the people that are aware of them really love them. You know, one of the things that was fun in making the film was just going around and asking people, hey, what's a moon tower? And as Ray said, many people said, I have no idea. Those that did came up with some interesting, incorrect facts about them.
Like what?
Originally, they were hinged so you could bend them over and work on the lights while standing on the street.
But that's obviously not
true.
Right. People had to climb them.
Yes, they did. Another one I heard a lot was that they were gas lamps originally. Somebody had to go up to the top of them and light them each night. Most people, when they would say, I'd never heard of them, I would say, did you ever see Dazed and Confused? Matthew McConaughey, Party at the Moon Tower. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Sure. That's what that is. Or you point out the Zilker Tree, and then they realize what it is.
Now, have either of you all been up in one?
I'm afraid of heights, so I will never go up in one.
They have not allowed me to do such. I filmed them in many different locations and everything, but no, they have not allowed me to do so.
And we should be clear, you're actually not supposed to climb them.
Austin Energy says, yeah, it is actually against the law to climb a moonlight tower.
For people who do know the moonlight towers and feel strongly about them, what do you think it is about the moonlight towers that garners that kind of attention, passion, and dedication?
It fits in with the weirdness, Keep Austin Weird, that we are the last place. And you know how people are here. We defend those things to the death.
Jeff Kerr and Ray Spivey are the co-producers of The Last of the Moonlight Towers. And thank you both for coming in to talk about the film.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
It's a pleasure.
You can hear more about the history of Austin's Moonlight Towers, including about the person who fell from a tower and survived, at KUT.org. There's a screening of the film tonight at 6:30 at the Austin History Center. Jennifer Staton, KUT News.